everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. The American Association of People with Disabilities recently honored the church for their outstanding work in mass media, which positively changed public perceptions and opinions about people with disabilities. And I found that on mormonnewsroom.org, and it's a news release called Church Recognized for Positive Portrayals of Members with Disabilities. And that was March 6th, 2013. And they were specifically referring to the church's I'm a Mormon profiles on mormon.org that really do a lot to further how people view those with disabilities. And there were three that I found when I was just looking at that article that were really inspiring to me. And the first one is Tim. Tim only has one leg, but he teaches karate and he's a runner. And he has a goal to run 50 marathons, one in each state. The second one that I found was Rochelle, and she is an outstanding mother of special needs children. And the third one is Lauren, a blind guitarist from Australia. And these stories and many more are a great example of people using their faith to overcome whatever disability they have and living great, fulfilling lives. It's incredibly inspiring to watch some of their profiles, and feel free to take a minute and check those out. They're on mormon.org, or you can access them from mormonnewsroom.org. And speaking of these incredible videos, have you created your mormon.org profile yet? You just go to mormon.org, click your profile, and log in with your LDS account and get started. And you don't need to create a video. And honestly, I haven't created mine yet, so I'm taking this advice for myself as well. But over 120,000 people have already completed their profiles, and it's a great way to share the gospel. I found this quote from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and he said, quote, "With so many social media resources and a multitude of more or less useful gadgets at our disposal, sharing the good news of the gospel is easier and the effects more far-reaching than ever before." End of quote. And that's taken from a talk that President Uchtdorf gave in the April 2011 General Conference entitled Waiting on the Road to Damascus. And he says something in there about some of you would rather pull a handcart across the plains rather than share the gospel. And I think sometimes we feel that way just because it is something that's so sacred and so special to us. But there are so many ways that we can share the gospel that aren't scary, that we can share it online through mormon.org or through social media like Facebook and Twitter, the blogs, sharing a Mormon message on your Facebook page. For help and ideas about sharing the gospel online, go to www.lds.org/church/share. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences sharing the gospel online. What was easy? What was difficult? I'd love to hear about your failures and your successes. So feel free to share them with me. And just on a side note, I am a convert to the church. So someone reaching out and sharing the gospel to me, it was actually a friend of mine in fifth grade. Her name was Amy. And I've actually been looking for her for years, trying to tell her thank you. But she invited me to come to church with her and change the whole face of my life. And to know that God is there, that he loves us, that we're his children, and such a gift. So if you are a little bit hesitant to share or nervous to share your faith, forget the fear and reach out, because people like me are the beneficiaries of those who have shared. And so I'm really grateful personally that someone did reach out to me. At the first of the show, we spoke about how the church is helping to change the public perceptions of disabled individuals. And it is inspiring to learn from people who find disability their burden in life and how they thrive in spite of it. And one story I love is that of the Wyatt family, and they're from Cache Valley, Utah. And it's two brothers, Sterling and Christian Wyatt, that I want to talk about today. They have a debilitating form of muscular dystrophy, along with three other boys in their family. And despite their disability, Sterling and Christian have found a way to serve full-time missions for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And they served in the mission office in Ogden, Utah. And one son, Sterling, had only the use of his fingers. And so in order for him to complete his mission, his grandparents actually volunteered and moved from their Idaho home into an apartment with Sterling. His grandfather drove him every day to his mission as Sterling typed in referrals. And then his grandmother cooked and cleaned. Their family motto is, When you are tested, triumph. And the grandparents did the same thing for their second grandson, Christian, so he could serve his mission as well. And five of the six children in that family have that disease. But as I was thinking about those grandparents, what a wonderful example of faith they are, not to mention the grandsons who are so willing to serve. And we actually did a story about that on Mormon Channel Weekly Edition, Wyatt Missionaries, and it's episode 10 if you want to watch the full story. But there are so many amazing people around us that are conquering and triumphing in the face of great difficulties. And it's been inspiring for me to read these stories and find these stories, and it has given me personally encouragement to be a little stronger as I face whatever trials or situations might be happening in my life. And I hope that my sharing them does the same for you, too. Feel free to email any great stories that you've heard about that I can share on the air. I'd love to hear your comments. I welcome them. And with that, we're going to close for today. But thank you for joining us. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm going to leave you with our song of the day, which is You Can Change by Julie Yardley. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful day.
You'll never stand again. There are times when choices weigh you down and bend you to the ground. That's a place that we've all been. But you can change. You can turn your heart around. The brand new can be found if you'll only take one step. You can change, wrap your mistakes in a cocoon and let them die and emerge a butterfly. You can change. Sometimes fail.